This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, baby, there's a lot going on. Man, the halls are jumping today. Conversations are being had. There is chaos abound. And there is all sorts of stuff to talk about. Not bad on a Thursday afternoon, May the 29th, year of our Lord, 2025. You got AMAC on the other side of the glass. Brian's still here hanging out, causing problems. No, I'm just teasing. I got to pick on somebody other than AMAC, who doesn't like when I call him by his first name, who doesn't like when I say he doesn't like baseball. I got to have somebody to pick on. I got to have somebody to just kind of chip away at. Mad Max was in here giving me his perspective on Alex Ovechkin Gate. Oh, yeah, we'll get into that. And as well, I just saw my guy Denton Day. Happy late birthday to him. I think I mentioned him yesterday. He was in for Kevin Sheehan again this morning. And, you know, we got a call about it yesterday. And I had not seen any substantial, like, Jeremy Fowler, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, Mike Garofalo, any of those guys connecting directly. Hey, the Commanders have reached out. Diana Russini, the Commanders have been in pursuit of. The Commanders are looking hard at Jalen Ramsey. I mean, listen, when you are the Washington Commanders now and you are a championship contender, you are going to be connected to just about every big name, naturally and logically. But a lot of that is just connecting the dots and speculation. A lot of that is just that. It's not, hey, Adam Peters has been knocking down the door of Chris Greer. I think it's Chris Greer is the GM in Miami. Maybe it's Mike Greer. One of the two. One's a hockey player and or GM, and one's a football GM. I think it's Chris Greer in Miami, and Mike Greer is now in San Jose, I want to say. But they're brothers, and that's cool. I believe that's the deal. We have not had Chris Greer in Miami. Thank you, AMAC. Which means I was right. Correct? I said Chris Greer in Miami? I think I said Chris Greer. I said I wasn't sure one way, but I think it's Chris Greer. I think I said that. Okay. But you confirmed that. All right. Thank you. But here we go, right? Apparently, Jalen Ramsey, who I would never in a million years follow on social media, started tweeting last night about new beginnings and new this and new that and all this stuff and just different things, different indications. And we all know that there have been plenty of speculation, reports, rumors that the Dolphins were trying to trade him. I believe, but not 100% sure, they granted his agent permission. And again, the Commanders are going to be connected as a championship contender now. Not a hopeful, not a playoff contender, a championship contender in a win-now window with an aggressive general manager and a defensive head coach. The Commanders are going to be connected to every defensive potential stud. And then you factor in that Jalen Ramsey wants out of Miami, clearly. It very much appears that the Dolphins want to be done with Jalen Ramsey. It did not really work out the way they envisioned when they acquired him from the Rams. Oh, and by the way, Jalen Ramsey wanted out of the Rams, and the Rams were done with him. And oh, by the way, Jalen Ramsey wanted out of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Jaguars, who are stupid, wanted out of him. And oh, by the way, if Jalen Ramsey winds up, fill in the blank, Washington, Philadelphia, New York, Dallas, Chicago, San Francisco, wherever he hasn't been, Green Bay, they've got a situation with Jaire Alexander. There's a pretty good chance that Jalen Ramsey's going to want out of fill in the blank. Buffalo, pretty good chance. Jalen Ramsey is 31 years old, guys. He is a very talented corner, and perhaps I wouldn't do this. It ain't good enough for me, but perhaps a borderline Hall of Fame corner, where I think it's easier to get into the Hall of Fame nowadays than it used to be in every sport. Here's what Jalen Ramsey also is. Jalen Ramsey is under contract for not one, not two, not three, but four more years. Four more years. And that reason alone would be the only real thing that would attract me right now, on the surface. Granted, I've not given it a lot of thought because I was like, well, Marshawn Lattimore, they signed James Jones from New England. They brought back Noah Igbinoghene. They drafted Mikey Sanders still last year. They drafted Troy Amos in the second round this year. We talked about this yesterday, how corner was a bigger priority in their eyes by their own actions than pass rush and edge. We talked about this, right? Their own actions spelled it out loud and clear, how concerned they were about corner. But then my guy D-Day brought up something interesting that I had not thought of. And I'll admit, I don't think of every possible scenario. You guys have all the time in the world. I got a busy life, man. I got a million things that I'm dealing with. And certainly, I am not just dealing, even at work, I am not just dealing with the Commanders. I'm very into the Nationals, very into the Capitals. I have to follow the Wizards. I have to generally follow every other sport, every other team, generally, not everything. You got the NBA playoffs. You got the NHL playoffs. You got the WNBA going on. You got everything going on. I do not just focus on one team and one team alone. Many of you can. Many of you do. Good for you. Great. Congratulations. If that's what you need, that's not me. It's just not what I only think of. It's largely what I think of. It's not only what I think of. So I had not thought of the scenario that Denton Day brought up today for Kevin Sheehan here on the Team 980, which I thought was interesting, which is, hey, man, you want Jalen Ramsey? Well, the only way we can do this is by trading Marshawn Lattimore for Jalen Ramsey. I thought, and why I largely dismissed Jalen Ramsey as a possibility up until this morning when I heard D-Day present this, I thought, oh, well, you don't need Jalen Ramsey and Marshawn Lattimore and Mikey Sanristil and Noah Igbinoghene and Jonathan Jones and Troy Amos. And you don't need that, right? Even though they want to play more man, physical, press, they want longer guys, all of that. And even though they are in a very much a championship contending window. Again, the difference between this year right now, as we speak on May 29th, 2025, and just never mind May 29th, 2024, hell, October 29th, 2024, okay? They are in a championship window. They are in a championship contending window. Last year, as late as again, probably October 29th, right before the trade deadline, and maybe it was even after that, they were in a playoff contending window. And even that was aggressive. A year later, less than a year later, we know, and this is not me serving any kind of hyperbole, they are in a championship contending window, period. It's them, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, it's the Buffalo Bills, it's the Baltimore Ravens, maybe the Denver Broncos, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Green Bay Packers. Am I forgetting anybody else?
Did you say Detroit?
Oh, Detroit. Thank you. Thank you, AMAC. And I guess you throw in Minnesota, right? Because they won 14 games last year. It's them and seven or eight other teams that are in championship contending windows. And again, there is a difference between playoff contention window, championship contending window. And if you're in a championship contending window with what looks to be a phenom, a stud, everything you could possibly want from a quarterback, somebody who does not go out clubbing at night, somebody who is never going to say anything stupid like so many others do, somebody who I would be willing to bet doesn't play video games until midnight and then gets to the facility at 5 a.m. When you have that, and then you did what you did, even though you overachieved, and then you made some of the moves that you did to try and stabilize and improve, you are amongst seven or eight teams, again, that are in a championship contending window. Then there's a playoff contending window that's like maybe Chicago, maybe Dallas, maybe the New England Patriots, maybe. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cincinnati Bengals, teams like that. And then there's the, can we get over the hump window? No offense, AMAC, that's your beloved Giants.
How are the Patriots in the playoff contending, but...
Because I think they are better suited to compete for a playoff spot than the Giants, the Jets...
Is that based off of Drake May?
The Raiders. I think it's largely Drake May. It's Mike Vrabel. Now, I hate what they did with Stephon Diggs. Okay? I'll always hate that move, as we talked about yesterday during Dumb Dumb of the Day. But maybe I'm being too aggressive on the Patriots, but I look at the Patriots as a little bit differently than, say, the Giants or the Jets or, hell, for right now, even the Steelers.
I mean, they won four games last year.
I understand that. They also didn't start Drake May right away, and he was a rookie, and they had a first-year head coach who they fired. They couldn't wait to get rid of. Why? Because they had promised him the job 4 years before in order to keep him on Belichick's staff. Now they've got Mike Vrabel. They've got Drake May in year two. He's going to start from week one.
In a division with the Bills.
I understand that.
And the Dolphins.
I don't want to take away from the Dolphins are going south, and we're not just talking about to Madrid. The Dolphins are going south, right? And we're not talking, even if they keep Jalen Ramsey, they're going south. They're not going north. The Jets, you know, again, I'm not talking about winning the division. The Bills are going to win that division. But I believe the Patriots are better than, no offense, the class that includes the Giants, the Jets, the Cleveland Browns, even the Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints. Like, there are playoff or there are contending tiers, is my point. The Commanders are one of seven or eight teams in a different tier than a lot of other teams. The rest of the league. How you divide the rest of the league, that's up to you. I know this. The top tier is a championship contending window tier. Commanders are in that, legitimately. That doesn't mean they will win it. That doesn't mean they will make it. But they are in it right now. They're in it. That's an undisputable fact, in my opinion. Maybe you think differently. I can see AMAC has got a big poop-eating grin on his face.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yep.
That's fine. We can discuss. But when you're in that window, here's the overall point. You become aggressive. You start mortgaging some of the future in order to try and win that elusive championship. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be reckless. And I think there's a difference between being aggressive and reckless. I've talked about this often. To me, to go get Jalen Ramsey, to bring Jalen Ramsey here to Washington, to add to Marshon Lattimore and what they have, would be reckless. If, and it's a big if, you can figure out a way, if you can figure out a way to include Marshon Lattimore, or I'll go one step further than what D-Day did, or at least that I heard. What if Deron Payne is included in that deal? What if Deron Payne is the return instead of Marshon Lattimore, and then you ultimately add Jalen Ramsey to Marshon Lattimore, who you can't count on in any way, shape, or form? You have to hope. You can't count on him. It would be stupid to count on him. Trust me, they're not counting on him. No matter what they say publicly, privately, they are not counting on Marshon Lattimore. They know. They know already. But what if you not only, or let me give you option A, as Jalen Ramsey comes here, Marshon Lattimore goes there, you take on some more years of contract, maybe you take on a bigger pain in the ass, because Jalen Ramsey is that. But maybe you get a healthier player, a better player, and one that still fits your system. Jalen Ramsey played 17 games last year. Marshon Lattimore couldn't stay healthy for 17 minutes. Or, in perhaps his final year in burgundy and gold, what if you find a way to say, okay, you know what? We might have to still fill another void on top of this, but Deron Payne, we evaluated him for a year plus. Not to mention what he had done before when we weren't here. And we are not sold that he's ever going to return to a 10-plus sack level or to a reign of terror level. Never mind sacks, pressures, hits, affecting plays, stopping the run, consistency. We're convinced he's never going to get there. And, oh, by the way, he's got a big contract. So we can really bolster our corner position and really give ourselves depth while also opening up another hole on the defensive line. But if there's an area that they improved, essentially, even though they lost Jonathan, or they chose to part ways with Jonathan Allen, and they chose to part ways with Dante Fowler, we talked about the defensive line yesterday, and there's others still out there that can help. What if it's not Marshon Lattimore, but what if it's Deron Payne? So you tell me, at 1:19 on a Thursday afternoon, some of you might be going, oh my God, this is Sports Talk Radio Palooza. Listen, man, I don't make up the deadlines. Jalen Ramsey's tweeting away. There's a very, very, very different financial component, which we'll get into next, after June 1st. I look at my calendar, I say, June 1st is not too far away, is it? Nope. Nope, it's not. So is something cooking? Would you be interested? Would you want it? How would you want it? Or no interest at all? I will tell you, I'm very dicey on Jalen Ramsey. I'm not totally out, but I ain't totally in. But maybe you are, one way or the other. You tell me. 301-230-0980. Would you include Lattimore in the deal, or would you go even a different step and possibly include Deron Payne into the deal? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Yeah, maybe some of it is fantasy sports talk radio, but there are some elements that are real and possible and legit. Let's discuss. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it looks like Charlie Slows, one of the voices of the Nationals, is going to join us a little bit later on from Seattle, where James Wood hit another bomb. And Robert Hassel III had his first Major League home run last night, part of a Nationals win against the first-place AL West leading Mariners. A nice bounce back after Tuesday night's debacle. We'll get you an exact time here in just a little bit from Charlie. Looks like that will happen. Meanwhile, we open up the show talking about something that I haven't given a real whole lot of lengthy thought to because I'm not a big Jalen Ramsey guy. I think he's a selfish player. I'm generally against selfish players. He's been a very good player. Won a championship. I think he can still be a good player. Last year for the Dolphins, even at the age of 30-plus last year, now 31, 17 games, played 96.5% of their defensive snaps. Had 39 tackles overall. I'm sorry, 60 tackles overall, 39 solo. A sack, not that that's that big of a deal. 6 tackles for loss, 4 quarterback hits, 11 passes defensed, and 2 interceptions. Jalen Ramsey can still play. He is, right now again, 31. He is under contract for the next 4 years, which is the number one thing that would go, interesting. So I can get Jalen Ramsey potentially until he's 34, 35. Whether Jalen Ramsey wants that or not, I don't know. That part I don't know. But I could potentially get him until 34, 35 for pretty reasonable figures. Right? All of that would suggest, hell yeah, you would do that. Hell yeah, you should do that. Let me give you, again, some numbers. 2025, base salary, $1.255. His signing bonus would not be something that the Commanders had to pay. He's got an option bonus of nearly $3.8 million. A roster bonus of $4 million. A per-game roster bonus of $765,000. Certainly, the Commanders would have to pay some of that. Right now, his cap number is $16.66. The Commanders wouldn't have to pay all of that. I don't know exactly right now how much the Commanders would have to pay because you got to like dig deeper into the contract in terms of all the clauses and bonuses and structures and all that, what goes in a trade, what doesn't. But that's right now on the books. Next year, he's got a cap number of $25 million. The year after that, $26.8 million. The year after that, $36 million, $36.16 million. And then the void years, which would be the Commander's responsibility by and large, would be in 2029, if not sooner, they would have a $12.3 million hit. Again, don't know exactly the numbers just because you got to dig into the details of the clauses and the bonuses and the workouts and who pays what and whatever. But that's the general structure of the contract. Honestly, It's not an unreasonable contract. It's not. He just signed the contract extension in 2024. If he wants another contract extension right now, go kick all the rocks. Go fly a kite. No thanks. If you want to be a football player and you want to win a championship, bro, you ain't winning one in Dallas. Brian looks like he's seen a ghost. You ain't winning one in New York, man. Or New England, for that matter. But you know where you could win one? Oh, yeah. Little old Ashburn. Little old Ashburn. That's right. You could win one in Ashburn. But the question is, do you have to give up Marshawn Lattimore in the deal, as Denton Day suggested? Or, as I'll add to the mix, what about Daron Payne? I'll give the contract situations on those guys coming up, because it factors into how we process the decision. Again, I'm not a huge Jalen Ramsey guy. I've seen him get burnt over and over again. But I can't deny that that's because the expectations, based on how the media talks about him, based on his talent, based on what I've seen him play at a very high level, I mean, he would immediately become their best corner, whether Marshawn Lattimore is on the team or not. He would immediately. But do you need him? Do you want him? Is want need different? I'll give you the Daron Payne component. I'll give you the Marshawn Lattimore component. Coming straight up, 301-230-0980. Again, you might think, you know, I'm fully expecting a Pauly gif. You know, the standard one that he always uses when he doesn't like what I'm talking about. Rufio, get the bleep out of here. You know, with somebody bitch slapping somebody. This is legitimate. June 1st is coming. Jalen Ramsey is tweeting. We know that he's on the market. We know that the Commanders didn't like, and maybe still don't like, their corner situation. We know. It doesn't mean it will happen. It doesn't mean it should happen. But it could happen. And that's what we're asking from you. Does it take Marshawn Lattimore to be included in the deal for you to want Jalen Ramsey? Does it take Daron Payne for him to be included in the deal for you to want Jalen Ramsey? Do you want Jalen Ramsey at all? Think. It's okay if we're early on this. Better to be early than have our pants caught around our ankles. Right? Which is often the case with the media. That's afraid to, God forbid, think outside the box and think ahead of the curve. And I'm not even trying to take credit because, again, I was not in the Jalen Ramsey discussion because I didn't think of the scenario that my guy D-Day laid out. And now I'm adding to that by saying, what about Daron Payne? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your call's welcome. And if not, we'll move on. Because, you know, I don't want to talk about something that you guys have no interest in, but I would be very, very, very surprised if you don't have interest in discussing this possibility, because it's a potential. It's not a legitimate, I don't think, at this point, but it is a potential possibility. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we start with the baseball story, and that is the Nationals with a big win last night. James Wood, Robert Hassel III, each going yard. The Nationals roughing up the Mariners, and tonight they try and win the series against the first-place M's in Seattle, 9:40 first pitch. Only national television coverage for this one, apparently, on FS1. But the radio coverage will be with Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, coming up at 9:40, 9:10, the pregame on 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey app. Charlie Slows is expected to join us from Seattle. Right now, it's game one of a day-night doubleheader between the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies. Bottom of the second, nothing in game one. They'll play the nightcap at 6:45, and that's the only day action in Major League Baseball. Tonight at Madison Square Garden, it is the New York Knicks trying to survive against Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, who are one step away from the NBA Finals, up 3-1, 8 o'clock tip, TNT, the coverage there. And the Edmonton Oilers, they are one step away from the Stanley Cup Finals for a second straight year against the Dallas Stars. Up 3-1, 8 o'clock faceoff in that one from Big D on ESPN. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Philadelphia offensive line can't carry the Hogs jockey strap.
No, they probably can't, but it was good enough to win a Super Bowl. We work amongst a bunch of heathens. The junkies normally complain about people stinking up the bathroom, and that is very much true. That is very much a reality. You know what I just had the unfortunate pleasure of discovering for the last 2 days in a row? Including in the last break? Nobody besides me likes to fill up the ice machine. So, like, we've got a portable ice maker, right, that Miss Ivy was nice enough to buy us. And it's like the pellet ice. You got to fill up the reservoir tank in order for the thing to continue to make ice, to replenish the ice that is used. I refilled it at 4:15 yesterday because nobody had filled it and there was no ice. And it's now, well, it was 1:35 when I went out there. And perhaps I shouldn't be expecting anything different, but maybe I was. I was looking for a little bit of ice to put my Dr. Diet Thunder on. Nope. Not a chance. Not a chance. So, AMAC, you know what I had to do? I had to do my civic and professional duty. And I had to make up for all the lazy people that we work around, which might or might not include you. I don't know. Have you had any ice today?
No, I'm not.
You don't
a big
seem
ice
like
guys.
An ice guy.
Yeah, no.
You're not an ice ice baby?
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Why are you not an ice guy?
I don't drink like juice during the day. It's weird. I don't like when I'm at work. I don't want to buy just water.
So you don't put ice in your water. You just get the filtered ice water, filtered cold water, I guess.
Yeah. So I'll just do like, I don't like cold water, room temperature water. That's the way to go.
What?
Yeah. And people say it's actually, like, when it comes to hydration, it's a little better for you.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah, I'll do room temperature water. I have some Celsius. I'll do that. Do a cold brew in the morning, but other than that.
Water by itself is just not a whole lot of fun. It's good for you. It's really good for you. It's just not a whole lot of fun. But then on top of that, room temperature water?
Cold water? I don't like cold water. I'm not.
I would rather drink motor oil than room temperature water.
I prefer cold water, like if I'm outside in a summer day. But
yeah,
like
but
if
like
I'm
just
chilling
in here,
yeah, if I'm chilling in the crib or chilling
when
here
you live
with
in
you,
a crib.
Yeah, this is actually my coming out party.
Oh, okay.
America, I live in a crib.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but when I'm chilling in the crib in a diaper, right after nighttime, nap time. Should I say? I like room temperature water.
Okay. All
right. I do want to ask you a question.
Room temperature water. I want to put the, I mean, being that nobody cares about Jalen Ramsey and what I thought was a brilliant topic to get us going on a Thursday, I'd like to throw this out. If you're a water fan, which many of you are you a room temperature water fan? Are you an ice or cold water fan? Or does it have to be like bottled or purified or filtered or whatever? Can it be just tap water, room temperature? Do you do that? Like, would you just go to a tap, like in your kitchen sink or whatever, and not filter it?
No, we go filter. Filter, baby.
You do the filter?
Yeah, we filter all at all times.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be cold. And as a matter of fact,
no,
you prefer it to be
prefer
room temperature.
Room. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can throw that out there to the audience. How do you weigh in on that? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Or if you want to tweet, it's at WrestleMania621. At WrestleMania621. What's your X account there?
Oh,
I forget.
We're real tight. We're like homies right now.
I know.
I mentioned you how many times. It's all right.
I just forget. I'm sorry. It took me forever to remember Matt's, and then I remembered it, and then he left.
It's ant underscore major, M-A-J-O-R.
That's right. That's right.
It's not even difficult.
I mean, I got a lot to remember, man.
No, it's all right.
I got a lot to remember. All right. At ant major. At ant underscore major. Right?
Correcto.
All right. Yes. All right. So, AMAC, don't call him Anthony.
You're never going to leave this bit alone.
Wants to ask me a question about the Commanders being or not being in a championship contending window. And you are going to ask what, AMAC? As he answers the phone. So we have to delay that because we're like the one-man band around here.
Yeah, so my question is, I'm a type of person, like, no matter, especially in football, like, no matter what you do in the offseason, like, I have to go off of everything that happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that...
You don't have to go off of everything
that happened
last year.
I prefer to, because that's the only real indicator we have of how good or bad a team is.
Fine.
With that...
Which means the Giants are going to, what, this year?
The floor for the Giants is a four-win team, especially with this schedule.
Yeah.
I've come out and said, like, we've improved a lot.
Yeah.
But I think 6 wins, I think that would be kind of my forecast.
All right. But what's your question about the Commanders being in a championship contender?
So getting around to that.
Yes.
The Commanders made the playoffs last year.
They more than made the playoffs. They won made two playoff games and were right there at the beginning of the fourth quarter in Philadelphia.
What team... We saw Detroit, they didn't have a defense. They were playing all backups. I am working my hardest to be a non-biased Giants fan here. Mm. What have the Commanders done? They lost to Philadelphia 3 times last year.
No, they didn't. They lost twice.
One of the times they beat them, Jalen went out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like,
what was the final score at the end of that game? They still scored 33 points.
Before Jalen went out, what was the score? It was 21-7.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was on the first series of the game.
No, they had like two defensive.
They were moving the football, and Jalen Hurts got hurt on a big run. But Kenny Pickett finished that drive off. They took a 7-0 lead to A.J. Brown on a slant in front of Marshon Lattimore.
I thought the game was – I believe the game was much worse than that. Nope. But we'll figure it out.
You can double-check it from now until kingdom come, pal. I was there.
Yeah, Brian's going to check.
All right. Go ahead.
But my point
the Brian
is
– research department?
Yeah, my point – let me get back
you're
to
gonna
point.
You're going
to
lose this one.
No, I'm not. No, you're, I'm not. What have – what?
Just like the Giants, you are going to be a big –
You're not even letting me – Can I land? Can I land here?
I got to bust your chops. That's my job. You are going to be a big, fat L loser, just like the Giants.
So mature. So mature. Eloquently stated.
Listen, when you signed up for this job, when you got paid the riches, when you agreed to a long-term contract to be stuck with me, I never once said that I was not going to bust your chops from now until cows fly.
What was the Commanders' championship impressive victory? Where this is a team, there have been plenty of times that Commanders look like a capable NFL team, but I look at that defense, I don't see a defense that can stop the run. I don't see a defense that can stop pretty much anything. You had a great quarterback who played very fantastically as a rookie.
Yeah.
Can't run the ball. Yep. Had a terrible defense. What about this team says, a valuable championship contender. I'm not seeing that.
Okay. So using your theory of what happened last year is the reality of the situation, right? Well, let's start with a game I was at in Detroit. They punked the number one seed Detroit Lions on the road in the playoffs, in the second round, in the divisional round. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, team that's won five straight NFC South. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles, granted, with a little bit of help that Jalen Hurts got hurt early in that game. They beat the Atlanta Falcons, granted, a little bit of luck.
None of those teams were in your championship contender.
Except for the Detroit Lions.
With a backup defense.
I believe I probably should have included the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the championship contending window, but they're right on the fringe of it. They beat the Falcons. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles right before Christmas. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals week three on the road. Desperate. They beat the Arizona Cardinals 4 days later on the road. They were not beating the type of teams that they're going to have to beat again this year.
That's all
granted,
I'm saying.
But we can't just dismiss what they did to, say, Detroit. Granted, Detroit had a lot of injuries. I understand that. But we can't just dismiss that because they did somewhat control the high-powered, high-octane Detroit offense. Detroit made plenty of plays and they scored points. I'm not suggesting that they didn't. I think they scored 31. But if you were at that game like I was, if you watched that game like many did, you didn't feel like you were just trucked over by Detroit.
No, not at all.
You felt like you were competitive and you gave up points and you gave up plays to a high-octane offense. But you went toe-to-toe with them and punch for punch, and they won some rounds, and you won some rounds. And then you won the biggest round as a team. So my point being is, if you're going to use what happened last year, your better argument is not that they're not in a championship-contending window. It's that they're not going to win 12 games again in the regular season. Your better argument.
I'm trying to help you here. That's my point. They went up against, I have their schedule up now. Baltimore. Yes. They lost that game.
Correct. I was at that game as well. That was a one-score game until 2 minutes left.
And my thing is, like, granted, they've made improvements. I'm not trying to take that away from them. And they're far better. Like, they are in a better place to compete with Philly than they were last year. But if you watch their games versus Philly last year, they weren't in competitive spots when Jalen Hurts was healthy. They couldn't stop the run.
They had a lead early in the fourth quarter on Thursday Night Football against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Actually, it was, 9 minutes to go.
They lost the game.
They did. Indisputable fact.
Yeah.
And they lost the NFC Championship game. At the turn of the third quarter into the fourth quarter, they were within, I think it was 11 points.
You want to talk about controlling
and moving the football at the 50-yard line.
You want to talk about controlling the game. That game never looked competitive.
I mean, you could say that. I disagree. It never looked like they were going to win and climb ultimately that mountain. That's fair. I disagree that it was not competitive because a bunch of things had to happen to make it look as lopsided as it did. And that's not normally how they played. But to your point, I can't erase that and say, oh, no, they played a great game and they lost a heartbreaker on a last-second field goal or what. I can't say that. They are not in Philadelphia's category just yet or class just yet.
And that's all I'm saying. And I don't want people –
You're questioning my statement that they are not truly in a championship contending window.
So we haven't seen it yet.
What window do you think they're in?
I think they're in that class right outside of that.
Okay.
I would give them like would you say Buffalo's in the championship?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So Baltimore, Buffalo, I would go Green Bay. Minnesota. So I would say all three.
I think I'll disagree with Green Bay. But like I think there's a class right outside of that championship window where it's like, especially since JD5 is young too. Like, I think we're giving Josh Allen the benefit of the doubt, Lamar Jackson the benefit of the doubt, but we haven't seen them beat Patrick Mahomes either. Like, I need to see JD beat a healthy, I mean, relatively healthy, because it's a football, it's a 17-game football season. Like, you're going
to
have
you
injuries.
You need to see Jaden Daniels beat.
Or not just Jaden Daniels.
A healthy Eagles team where Jalen Hurts plays the entire game.
Yeah, Jaden, or I'm not, what, not what just Jaden, the Washington Commanders beat a healthy Detroit team, a relatively healthy Eagles team.
Okay.
I need to see that all before right, I can
fair.
Give them a championship.
Because
when
fair.
You're saying championship, you mean like Super Bowl contending.
I mean
contending.
They are in a championship contending window. Not that they are a championship team. They are in a championship contending window, and there's a difference between a championship contending window and a playoff contending window. And that's what that was the point
okay.
that I was trying to make.
We can agree. We can agree.
Research
there.
Department, Brian, real quickly, did you figure out that I was right and he was wrong?
The okay. game was so it was tied up at 7. Kenny Pickett 7-0. Kenny Pickett went down and scored a touchdown. 7-7.
Yeah, hop on the mic here, please.
I don't think that mic works.
I think it happened on the first drive of the game because Jalen Hurts was running all over their asses.
You hear anything?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
What happened was Jalen Hurts, they went down on the first drive, they scored. Then the Commanders fumbled. Then the next series, Jalen Hurts had, like you said, the big run. He gets hurt.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett finishes the drive.
So it was 7-0 already when he got
yes.
hurt. Okay, see, I didn't remember that part. I thought it was the first.
So it was ended up being 14?
It was 14-0.
Right. 14-0.
And then it was 14-7 because Pickett got picked off by Frankie Louvu. The Commanders scored to make it 14-7, and then Philadelphia and Saquon Barkley ripped off a 68-yard run to make it 21-7.
Exactly.
That's what I said. 21-7. I said 21-7.
That's not when Kenny Pickett came in, is the point.
I know, but my thing is
Kenny Pickett came in when they were up 7-0 and driving.
And for,
I
and
forgot
it ended,
that they were already up 7-0.
And then it went to 14. My point is the game was not, if you looked at the game when Jalen Hurts was playing, it was not competitive. They
okay.
were on their I way mean, to scoring a 14-0.
To be fair,
yeah, I mean, he played a drive and a half. Okay.
It was to be fair, it was still the first quarter when all that went down.
Exactly. Listen to the Brian Research Department. Is that a thing now? Can we call
yes.
it that?
Yes.
Are you officially trademarking that?
Yes.
Okay.
Printed on a shirt.
Okay. There you go. Well, how many of those would we sell? About 3? We got to take a timeout because we're way late. Maybe we'll double this up and then we'll get to the phone calls on the other side. 301-230-0980. A little rambunctious start on a Thursday afternoon at the end of May. What do you want from us? You want entertainment or do you want to go on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.